It's Ian and Marge in FM 107.1, and Susan Isaacs is with us. Perhaps she couldn't sleep either, which is what started,
I imagine,
the book, which is Angry Conversations with God. Good morning, Susan Isaacs.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I just promoed your book wrong before the top of the hour. I said Conversations with an Angry God.
Oh, no.
No, not it. Not it.
It's me who's mad.
Yeah, it's you who's mad. Although, according to your book, God isn't too happy about having to go to couples counseling.
No, he's pretty annoyed.
Right.
Of course, he's my version of God, so he's kind of a jackass in the Lord. You know?
Aren't you scared
so
just even...
When I tell him he has to change, he's like, well, you know, if I'm just a projection of your ideas, then who's really got to change me?
Right.
Wah, wah.
Now, Susan, are you afraid to even say that out loud, to utter those words, God is A? Honestly.
Well, my God was, and I think I had to get that out and speak him out to realize, ooh, he's a creep.
Yeah.
And then say, that doesn't line up with my intellectual theology. And that was the whole point of counseling.
Well,
that the God in my head wasn't really that much. Well, I took a lot of stuff from the Bible and kind of tweaked it.
Yeah.
So that's what the whole point of counseling was about.
But I love that idea that you identified the fact that you felt like you weren't having a real relationship with mm-hmm. God. And so you imagined a kind of couples counseling to
yeah.
work things out. And it's very
yeah.
funny. Who was the counselor you got to
Rudy.
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 Yeah, tell
like
us.
Like the Big Lebowski. And seriously, my counselor had like been a male hooker in The Hate. And then got saved.
Mm-hmm.
He ran away when he was 13. He had really hit bottom and became a pastor and then was like, I want to help people who want to get better. So he became a therapist.
So that's your counselor. And
yeah.
how did God feel about going to see Rudy? How did you talk God into going to counseling? Because usually it's one of the members of the relationship that's trying to talk the other person into doing it.
Right. Like God's like, I don't need help. I can work out my problems by myself.
Right.
Right. Well, basically, Rudy was like, you know, if you really are, you know, loving and willing to work with us, you should show up. And God goes very, very angrily. He's like, your problems aren't Darfur, Susan. Get over it.
Yeah.
But over time, I come to realize that that's the God in my head and that he needs to change. And so I have to work on changing my perceptions of him. And so eventually the real God shows up and he's like, you know, Susan, I'm not going to let you portray me like that because you know that's not who I really am. And then God gets fed up and he walks out. He's like, if you want to love me for the real me and for better or worse, which is how I've loved you, then, you know, then I'll come back. But I'm not coming back to this little kangaroo court.
Well, that's a very interesting idea. Now, it reads, it's very funny to read as you go through your angry conversations with God. Has it been a play yet?
It started off as a solo show. When my life was in shambles, I started writing about it and performing it as a solo show in New York and Los Angeles. And I had a really great range of people who came to it, secular people who were not religious at all, but who identify with a spiritual search. And I started writing it in just a completely non-religious environment in a secular workshop because it was the only people who would listen to the questions. A lot of religious people were like, oh, no, no, don't do that.
Right.
But so I started working on it as a solo show, and then I wrote the book. And now I'm going back, and I'm going to be touring it as a solo show.
Now, what had happened in your life? You said your life was in shambles.
Well, I mean, they were definitely middle-class white girls' tragedies, but they were tragedies. I've been an actor for 20 years, and my acting career completely tanked. My father died. My mother had a stroke, so I left New York to go back to Los Angeles and take care of her. And then my acting career tanked in Los Angeles.
No, I think these are real human issues.
Well,
on
yes.
any scale.
I mean... Yes, they are human issues.
Yeah.
If I step back from them, I do have to say, okay, they're not Darfur, but...
Yeah.
And then my four best friends in New York City got famous that summer, and one of them actually got cast in a hit TV show in Los Angeles that my high school sweetheart created.
Oh, no.
And then I went back to New York to go to those four weddings in New York City, and I got off the plane. A friend called me and said, I know things are bad. Go for a walk with me in Central Park. So we went for a walk in Central Park, and who should walk past us, not seeing us, was my newly exed boyfriend with his new girlfriend.
Oh. So you were getting it everywhere. All of your...
And at that point, it's like, okay, God, Now it's personal.
Oh, yeah. God doesn't like you.
And all four of your your former colleagues are all successful, and you felt like you were getting left out.
It was, well, yeah. Hello. You know? So at that point, I'm like, all right, it's personal. I have to get him in a room and say, what the blankety blank are you doing?
Well, that's the premise of the book, Angry Conversations with God. It's very entertaining book to read.
Thank you.
I wish you best of luck on this on this tour you're going to do with the material of the show, and then maybe you two will one day be as every bit as famous as your friends that you hung out with.
Well, that would be nice. I mean, I know that God builds our character through suffering, so I think my character is established.
You feel like you've done enough of the suffering
and
part.
See, I just continue to reject that idea that God builds character through suffering. Yeah, I think it's unnecessary.
Exactly. I know one of the premises is, well, you go through the suffering, so then later on you can help somebody else who's going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, how about if none of us have to go through?
Exactly.
Well, very good. The book is fun, and best of luck with you on the project. Susan Isaacs, have a great morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's Angry Conversations with God.